for the first time, the majority of Americans are underslept.
That would be me.
Most of us feel like we could use a little more rest, but I guess this is the first time that over 57% of Americans are not getting enough sleep. That's according to a new Gallup poll.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, like this morning when I was driving in, I was struggling just to stay awake. Right. I hate those mornings so much. I'm like, three more exits, and you're smacking yourself.
I wonder why. The stress of life right now is really high on everyone. So this is the first time, according to a Gallup poll, because they've been doing it since like at least 2001. They make sure and poll this really closely. And it has skyrocketed to 57% this year.
That's huge.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of used to it.
Yeah.
But it's not just us. 42% say they get as much sleep as they need, but 57% are not. And women are even more underslept.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that? The whole women's survey, and I think most of the women out there listening right now are going to agree with me. Us women, we require more sleep than men do. It's just how we're wired.
And then you're even getting less, according to this poll. 36% say they're getting enough sleep compared to 48% of men. So that's only, I mean, come on, that's 3 out of 10 are getting enough sleep out of women. So almost half the men are getting enough sleep.
I don't know how those 3 out of 10 are even doing it. Right. I want to know their secrets.
It's a pretty drastic change from when they asked way back in 2013. A decade ago, 56% of Americans said they were getting enough sleep and 43% weren't. Mm. Now it's pretty much switched. Go further back and the difference is pretty stark. A poll in 1942 found that 59% of Americans were getting at least 8 hours of sleep a night and only 3% were getting 5 hours or less.
Well, that makes sense because I bet you they weren't doing 10-hour work days. Like, you know, so many of us...
A different time.
Yeah, it's a different time, you know, the work requirements are different. Now it's like, and so many of us right now, because of inflation, some of us are having to juggle two jobs to survive, or maybe even three.
When you are even more worried than normal about actually paying your bills and surviving, it's making it a lot tougher. I feel like back in 1942, just societal pressure was down.
Different.
Less going on. Of course, it was wartime and all that stuff. I'm not saying that that wasn't stressful.
Right.
But there's so much anxiety and frenetic stuff going on. I think it's taking a toll on us.
Yeah, and I think that our living standards are much different, too, now than 1942. You know, our houses are larger. Our cars are nicer. It's just, you know, vacations are more expensive. Children's clothing are more expensive.
Everything.
I think back then, I think a lot of the moms maybe made the clothing and stuff. So it's just a different time period, you know?
I mean, look at that. 1942, almost 60% of Americans were getting at least 8 hours. We're now down to 26%.
When do you ever get 8 hours of sleep?
Never, especially with this job. I think we can blame it a little on that.
Weekends.
Maybe on the weekend, once a weekend.
Yeah, that's about me.
It's nap time, you guys.
Go to sleep! Go to sleep! It's time to go to sleep! Oh, my God!
Oh, 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 oh. Patrick in the morning, only on 96.7 PayCal Rock.
It's hard.